Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. And today we are privileged to have Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon joining us over the phone today. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing well and miss being over in your part of the country sometimes. I can hopefully get there much more.
Absolutely. Well, I know that you just spent some time, I believe in the last couple of months, in the Kemmer area, if I'm not mistaken, and you were given a tour of the power plant in Kemmer, and of course you're coming into the governor for the state of Wyoming in some unsettled times as far as the future of coal and the financial status for the state. So we just wanted to have you on the air to report to our listeners what's happening with coal and what were some of your takeaways when you actually visited the coal mine in Kemmer.
Well, the first takeaway is that obviously an incredibly strong community and a backbone industry for Kemmer, and so many parts of the southwestern part of Wyoming. And it was kind of a several blows. We had Kemmer, Westmoreland having its difficulties. And then shortly after that, Rocky Mountain came on with an IRP talking about how they were going to work away from fossil fuels and one thing and another. And obviously very concerning to us. And let me start. I mean, last year in the state of the state, I talked about how important it is that people understand coal is part of the solution. Let me repeat that. Part of the solution to climate change. Technologies all improve, and there's no reason that the technologies that we use to generate a stable source of electricity that is absolutely imperative for our country and for particularly West Coast communities that can be generated in an ecologically and environmentally sound way, and in fact in a way that can reduce carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And that's one of the big things that we've pushed for over the course of the year. I know Senator Dockstead has been very active as well. So we've really got sort of three or four fronts that we're really pushing to make sure that people understand how important coal is and how viable the industry is going forward. On the first tack, Senator Dockstetter authored a bill that made sure that people just couldn't decommission these plants without making them available for sale. And that's important because when we have those huge winter storms or something like that, it is critical that we have that coal derived power in place. Second thing is we're trying to improve the technology, make sure that places like the Naughton Power Plant really can step up and meet the challenges of the next generation of generation capacity. Same with Jim Bridger, for that matter. Third thing is I've asked and we've engaged with the University of Wyoming and others to really do a solid analysis of that Rocky Mountain IRP to make sure that the assumptions are correct and that they aren't sort of trying to just get away from coal and trying to make the numbers work to make that happen. And then fourth, we continue to work very hard to make sure that we have markets that are open for overseas export.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon with us here this morning on the weekday wake up. Governor, as you're going through those points, one thing that came to mind was a lot of our local leaders here in Southwest Wyoming, senators, representatives, even commissioners are very concerned about the green energy movement and the talk that we're pushing for wind power and solar energy. And that has a lot of people concerned, not just because of jobs, but the sustainability of the energy grid. How do you see Wyoming specifically with Naughton Power Plant and the Jim Bridger included in that? How do you see Wyoming moving forward with coal and these renewable resources like that?
Well, and this is the point I keep making. A lot of states are equating renewable standards, let's go to 100% renewable with somehow being carbon neutral. That is not necessarily the case. We've pointed out, and as I said to begin with, that coal is part of the solution. And I'll give you an example. There's a new technology called bioenergy carbon capture and sequestration, so-called BECCS. What I've talked about, Naughton is a great example of where we can take a certain amount of the coal we produce and blend it with a certain amount of biomass. And I'm suggesting that some of the forests that are dying off in the around the Kemmerer, southwestern part of the state, that those forests, we can actually start to manage them, do a better job of managing those forest resources, and be able to burn a percentage of that biomass in a carbon capture and sequester plant. And now we have a carbon negative solution. Can't do that with renewables. You can't take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere with renewables. You can only do that with a fossil fuel type of facility that's revamped to be able to do some carbon capture. So we've really pushed that. There's a lot of sort of thinking that's going on. Even this last UN conference, believe it or not, where in Madrid they were all bemoaning the problem, they came away saying, if we're going to go forward, we've got to figure out how to do carbon capture and sequestration. And there's no place in my mind that's better to look at that than southwestern Wyoming. We've got the body of law. We've got the technology with the University of Wyoming already working on it. And then we were able to get Department of Energy grants to really look at that. So we've worked to bring a DOE study in to look at the Naughton plant to see if this is a suitable place to really invest in next generation coal technology.
Governor, as you look forward to the future of the state of Wyoming as a whole, and you continue to work with groups like Rocky Mountain Power, of course, there's a lot of concern locally about as far as the future of not just coal, but our communities and the communities that are built around the coal industry. How optimistic are you that Rocky Mountain Power and the state of Wyoming and places like Naughton can come to an agreement to make something like coal carbon capture a reality? What is the outlook in your opinion? How optimistic are you?
Well, I am very optimistic. I'm a rancher by background, still ranch, and so optimism is kind of my stock in trade. But you know, it's also practicality, a couple things on that. One is that I do think, you can look at a prestigious magazine like The Economist last December. It basically said, look, if we're really serious about this, we've got to do carbon capture and sequestration. You got to move off the sort of glossy tone that people say, oh, we can solve all our problems with renewables. That just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, and I can give you a demonstration in Colorado where that bomb cyclone came through, and the Comanche plant, which is the coal-fired plant, provided 80% of power. Because the windmills, the blades iced up, they didn't have the lift, they couldn't generate the power, and so they really went back to the backbone that's coal. Same issue is in the southeast when the hurricane came through, 75% of that power was generated from coal as well. But there's the other piece of that, and we know that Wyoming is over the next several years going to have to look to its future and diversify and move forward. You know, it's one reason I asked Kathy Tomasi right there in Kemmerer to be part of the business council to bring a practical small community sensibility to what the business council needs to do, tying that into some of the funds that are coming, granted funds from the federal government, and I think Rocky Mountain has offered some funding as well to help ease communities towards a more diverse economic future. That's just good for Wyoming. It's something that Governor Mead started, and it's something that we're going to carry on.
Well, I'm Governor Mark Gordon with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Governor, thank you so much for your time. Anything else on this issue that we haven't touched on you wanted to mention today?
No, I just, I'm a huge fan of Lincoln and Uinta counties, always have been. It's wonderful to be over there. My wife was just over there in Afton she's doing this food security effort, and boy, you know, just the food pantry and the work that everybody there in your county is doing is phenomenal. Having the opportunity to serve this great state with people who have a can-do attitude, and wake up in the morning with an idea about how to fix problems rather than just complain about them. That's what I love.
Excellent. Well, Governor, again, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.